Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk with him about economic news on Friday mornings. We got a lot of runners coming to town over the next few days for the California International Marathon on Sunday. The Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau said this week that those runners bring about $7.5 million in benefits to the region, staying at hotels, eating at restaurants. And this is just the first of several big athletic events coming here.
You know, I'm always a little skeptical of numbers like this, especially when they come from a visitors bureau. I mean, obviously, it's their job to tout the economic benefits of events like this. But whatever the number may be, it's certainly a good thing to have attention and visitors and the dollars they bring. These other events you mentioned are visiting events that may have an even bigger impact economically. One is the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, which will be at Sac State this summer. And that's sure to draw thousands of people for the four-day event. The even flashier event will be the spring with the Amgen Tour of California when it returns to Sacramento. And the Visitors Bureau expects economic ripple effect there of more than $8 million.
The federal government has delayed plans to let small businesses in three dozen states, states that don't have their own health care exchanges, enroll on the web. But this week, California began allowing employers to sign up online. It sounds like Covered California is ahead of the curve.
That's the sense we get. All the evidence suggests that Covered California is really doing much better than healthcare.gov, which is the federal version of the health care exchange for states that don't have their own. Of course, everything's relative. Covered California has had website issues, too, and signups are still below goals. But allowing employers to sign up is a big step forward because it means the program has a shot at meeting some of the goals it has for enrolling employers as well as individuals. You know, in theory, companies could sign up by phone or through brokers without the website, but those pathways have their own problems. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the frustrations that many brokers have getting certified to sell policies through Covered California.
Also in health news, Superior Vision in Rancho Cordova is merging with another vision insurance company and getting an infusion of capital to expand nationally. What does that mean for the local economy?
There's a lot we don't know about this deal, which just got regulatory approval this week, but it's potentially good for the Sacramento region. It's somewhat obscure industry, but Superior Vision provides vision benefits for employers and has something like 2 million members around the country. It's sort of like a little brother to VSP, which is also based in Rancho Cordova and I think is a more recognizable name. It's combining in some fashion with a company called Block Vision, which mostly offers Medicare and Medicaid plans back east. We don't know exactly what this company would look like and, you know, which name will survive and the management structure and so forth, but assuming its Superior Vision comes out on top and stays here, this move is likely to mean growth here at the headquarters, and that's a business certainly that has a healthy future.
We've survived Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. I mean, the shopping season is just getting started, but doesn't it seem like we're getting bombarded by these shopping events?
Yeah, absolutely. Retailers are sort of trying every trick in the book to get people to pull out their credit cards. And in a lot of cases, local retailers are trying to copy the strategies that the national chains have used so successfully. You know, for example, Midtown Business Association has the 12 Days of Midtown campaign, which is underway right now, and which aims to get shoppers out of the malls and onto the grid with their pocketbooks. You know, we may have reached, however, the point of diminishing returns. Our retail reporter, Sonia Sorich, has been saying that people, you know, are turning out for these events, but it's not clear that they're actually spending money. And nationally, at least, the returns from Black Friday were disappointing. So, you know, I do have a piece of holiday shopping news that has nothing to do with doorbuster sales, though. Apparently, one of the hot items this year is ugly sweaters.
Yeah, I've heard that's been kind of a trend in recent years, ugly sweater parties.
This year, it's reached new heights. For example, there's an ugly sweater run tomorrow in Land Park, and a lot of charities have found it's kind of a fun way to raise money at the holidays. But what's a little scary is that it turns out there may be an ugly sweater shortage. Thrift stores say they're getting calls earlier and earlier in the season to find ugly sweaters.
So, Jack, any chance we may be seeing you with an ugly sweater on running the CIM this weekend?
Well, the problem is anybody might see me and realize that the sweater they gave me for Christmas last year I'm wearing is an ugly sweater. So maybe that's not a good idea.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.